Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Credit Union Times' Sarah Cook talking about the magazine's 25th anniversary. Check it out. You've obviously been through a lot of changes. I mean, how about the delivery channels now? Obviously, started out as traditionally a hard copy magazine being mailed out to people, and people would have to wait a few days before they would get the news, and the news cycle was a weekly cycle and stuff. Now it's 24/7. I mean, how has all that changed and even benefited Credit Union Times?
Yeah, it's funny. We had just gone online in 2000 when I was hired, and nobody quite knew what to do with it because we decided, we were selling advertising at a rate that was similar to like a consumer classified ad. And it just, nobody could quite figure it out. So that, it's been very interesting. We had, as I mentioned, we had a paywall on our site at one point. Now it's open to the public. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at adding premium content where what's available now is going to continue to be available, but
you'll have to pay
for it. Adding more elements to it.
Nothing wrong with that?
Yeah, I think it's important to maintain that balance of support not only from the advertisers but from the consumers of our content, which is the credit union executives and volunteers. I think that helps us maintain our integrity. We can say, hey, our readers are paying for us, in addition, and we're not just serving our clients, which of course we're happy to do. But yeah, it takes a little of that type of pressure off. There's that. We've added newsletters. We've 2008-ish or so, we added social media. We're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Google+. What else is out there?
Pinterest, Snapchat. Come on. Sarah, get with the times.
I haven't really explored any of those yet. I don't and it hasn't made sense for us as a business. Not only, there's some stuff we can share. I think Instagram is one that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. But we also have to deal with the resources that we have at the same time. Now, Google+, I think, is one that, is fading away. But we found in our audience surveys that LinkedIn is by far and away where everybody is. I think our most recent survey that was completed this year is 72% are on LinkedIn.
Really?
So that's really going to be, a focus following those kind of ratios of who's where mm-hmm. going forward, because we just want to make sure we're where our audience wants us to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's what leads a lot of it. For example, with the virtual conference, people were not spending money on travel and mm-hmm. stuff. They're starting to now, but still your time away from the office, when you can do something virtually is, it's beneficial to and convenient to the audience. So that's kind of what's driving it.
Wow. Gosh. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Sarah, if you could choose 3 stories over the years that have been your favorite, what would they be?
Okay, so you told me this question was coming, so yes. I did want to look into it. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And I would have to say, in my time at Crane Times, so I didn't go back.
Last 15 years.
Yeah. I would say my number one has to be the Alabama One Credit Union situation. You never
and
know.
That's recent. Yes.
These people, they're like, "Oh, the governor did this and there's that." We have heard so many things that we haven't even reported because it's like, nah. You can't substantiate them, but it's like, that's unreal.
I can't imagine what happens in your editorial meetings with this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We're all like, okay, what's David Lee Carruth going to say next, the latest on that is the Alabama regulator took over Alabama One mm-hmm. and removed itself mm-hmm. as a defendant in the suit. So that's all very interesting right now. But when I go to conferences and stuff now, that's one of the first things that everybody asks.
Oh my gosh.
What is that? Oh my God, I can't believe it's like a soap opera.
Yeah.
It's been really amazing, amazing story.
As the Alabama One turns, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Alabama ones of our lives.
There you go. Nice.
But so that's been really interesting to follow. And honestly, I can't even keep up with all of it.
Number two.
Okay, number two. What was my number two? Okay, bank transfer day. Had to go with a positive story.
Of course, yeah.
Bank transfer day pushed tens of thousands of people, if not more, into credit unions and smaller other financial institutions that are more community-based, community-focused, more interested in their customers. So yeah, I think that was a really great story for credit unions. And I think what is particularly interesting as a journalist is how it started. You just, you know, one person posts something on Facebook and it just explodes nationwide.
Yeah.
That was really fascinating to watch how information is distributed anymore. Plus, again, it was just such a big win for credit unions. And it really made... I'm probably going to get shot for saying this. It really made credit unions feel more like a movement again.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Because I think, you know, people go through the motions and they talk about the movement, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily feel like that all the time. And it really, it was a good story for credit unions.
Yeah, I think it validated the power of social media as well. I mean, just the potential of what it can do. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So then my last one, not to toot my own horn.
All right, bada boom, here we go. Drum roll.
Back in, I think it was 2003 through 2005, there was a situation with the Utah credit unions, and they were sued over a field of membership issue by the ABA. They had a credit union, like, or excuse me, a community bank beard, but it was, you know, essentially the ABA versus the NCUA on this field of membership situation where Utah credit unions couldn't get the community charters they wanted.
Yeah.
That they were sued for that. So then they went about and tried to do it through adding underserved areas. These are federally chartered credit unions because it's NCUA involved. And then they got sued for that too. So yeah, that was a very interesting story. I thought for me to follow. It was a little wonky, but I just, you know, how entrenched the trade associations are, both on both sides. And how much, you know, some community bankers and some bankers really truly hate the credit union market and will do anything to stop it. And that's of course continuing today. We just saw where Arkansas bankers kicked the credit union out of a community development project. How petty can you look?
I know. Goodness.
Anyway.
I got a couple stories for you. Which my HR 1151, everyone was up in arms about that. I mean, that was like, people were really nervous. And so and for those that don't know, I mean, go look it up. But I mean, it was a very nervous time in the credit union industry, even for vendors. And the other one was, what was that? I'm sorry.
That's still rearing its head in the business lending issue where credit unions are trying to increase their business lending authorities. You know, HR 1151 was kind of a mixed bag. Certain credit unions were allowed to, you know, the community charter was validated and the various fields of membership, the multiple common bond. And that was a little before my time, which is why I didn't include
it. Just a little bit.
1998, I guess. 99. Yeah, you're still seeing that in business lending, in risk-based supplemental capital. You know, it was a mixed bag for some credit unions. Some absolutely feel like it was a loss. So
yeah. And the biggest non-story for me, Y2K.
That was my first story I got to cover. When I first came into credit unions, it was actually with a small publication that's no longer in business, but. Yeah, that was the first thing I was put on in September or so of 1999.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we were so nervous that the world was going to blow
nothing.
Up.
Just nothing.
Nothing happened.
Just nothing.
All right, Sarah, to wrap up here, where is CU Times headed? What things are you guys, I mean, you talked about the virtual conference coming up in October, and what else is on the plate for you guys, or the platter? Might be a more apropos term.
Big, giant silver platter right here. We I'll let you know a couple things. One of the things that we were doing it'll probably launch after the virtual conference. We are adding a database of not only credit union financial data that we're scraping from the NCUA in a much prettier format, but we are also adding benefits data to that, insurance as well as benefits, mm-hmm. Retirement benefits data, so that credit unions can compare themselves to other credit unions, not only on a financial basis, but on a basis as an employer and what you're offering and how your employee, what's the employer contribution to the 401k plan versus employee contributions and how many are active and that sort of thing. So I think it would be very useful, only for the financial data, clean up NCUA's format a little bit, but also to look at it as an employer and see what you're offering versus your peers in your area.
Yeah, good idea. Anything else on the bucket list here?
We have, in addition to that, I should give a little shout out to Karen Veltri of our Judy Diamond Associates sister division of ALM Media. She's really been helpful in putting that together. But so other than that, along those lines, we also plan to add, through internal partnerships or external partnerships, premium content. Original research that will be particularly helpful for credit union executives and volunteers in running a successful credit union.
Very nice.
So we got some of that on the back burner.
Okay.
Or on the burner, not the back one. and then, we have a couple more things that are in the background.
Okay. Well, we don't want to reveal any secrets just yet, but it sounds like you guys are on a good path and continuing your success. And congratulations on 25 years. We look forward to another 25 years.
It's been great. It's been great. I think credit unions make it easy. Their mission makes it easy to believe in what they're doing, so we can believe more in what we're doing. It's not like we're reporting on the Wall Street banks. It's fun to go to work and hear about good stories.
Right. And you know why? Because, I mean, I come from a different industry way back in the 80s and 90s and stuff, but when I first joined the credit union industry, I was just so blown away by how eager everyone is to tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
It's so refreshing. I mean, you can have access, or you can call up a credit union CEO, no matter the size, and they'll talk to you, and this is what we're doing, or even a vendor for that matter, or somebody from an association. It's such a wonderful industry to work in because everyone is so eager to tell their story, and so I'm sure you get that as well.
Yeah, and that's how we see ourselves, as kind of the giving a platform to people to share information with people who they may not have met or may not have met them and need that information. If we write a story about somebody's great, auto loan program, then another credit union executive might say, "Hey, I wonder if I can replicate that and call that person." That's exactly what we want to do. We want to be that medium.
It's that sharing and caring attitude that we love so much.
Absolutely.
All right, Sarah. Well, congratulations again on 25 years. Keep up the good work there. We'll be looking out for some more great things from Credit Union Times. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.